Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3195 BN. Today's date is October 24th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Pushing Everything, Division, Distraction, War. Approach looks good. Call the ball. Let's talk about protecting ourselves. Leaders of the World Economic Forum anticipate a cyber catastrophe for 2023. The threat of cyber attack on U.S. soil is getting worse. In fact, 86% of business leaders and 93% of cyber leaders believe we're headed to a catastrophic cyber event soon, most likely one that attacks and shuts down the power grid, potentially leaving the U.S. in a modern-day dark age for months. That is why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, are preparing for the worst with the Fight or Flare flashlight. The Fight or Flare flashlight is an all-in-one tactical flashlight with self-defense capabilities that anyone can use. This tactical flashlight boasts an ultra-bright 800 lumen light bulb with powerful strobe light modes designed to blind attackers while stopping them in their tracks, allowing you time to flee to safety. On top of that, the Fight or Flare flashlight comes with life-saving tools for a variety of life or death scenarios, especially in an extended or life-threatening power outage, including a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren, high and low LED lighting modes, and more. The best part I love is that the Fight or Flare flashlight is 66% off for the rest of this month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts free with every order for a limited time, including express shipping, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement, and access to Prepper's Peak exclusive newsletter. Get yours now by going to fighterflare.com. That is fighterflare.com, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are trying everything to push war, and this is World War III. Trump has told us this from the very, very beginning. But think about what else they're pushing right now. They're pushing division. They're pushing distraction. They're doing everything they possibly can to keep all eyes off of them, and they're trying to cover everything up. This is what they do. And the people, they're seeing through all of this. This is not going to work in the end, because I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they actually knew the playbook. They knew exactly what they were going to do. And we could tell that Trump, going back in time, told us he knew what was going to happen. This is why he continually says that he can have peace in 24 hours. He knows all the players. There's a reason why he's saying all of this, because he knows as we approach the 2024 election, these individuals, they're going to continually push distraction. They're going to continually push division, because remember, they don't want anyone to know who the true enemy is. This is why they always deflect. This is why they always do this. Trump, he wants the people to know who the true enemy is. And it's not each other. It's them. So they're going to continually try to push division and distraction. Trump is going to try to show everyone they are the enemy. And as time goes on, I do believe people are going to start to realize that they are the enemy. Now, I think a lot of people are already starting to realize this, but I think as we approach 2024, the election, I do believe people are going to start to see a lot happen, and people are going to start to think and ask a lot of questions of why all of this is happening. Because really think about it. Where this whole thing that's happening right now is the perfect storm. And I do believe once Trump wins, the storm will be upon all the deep state players. But again, we have to get there. But the perfect storm is forming right now. Think about it. Right now, the economy is falling apart. People see this. Doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, makes no difference. People see a failing economy. All they see is Biden saying the economy is fantastic. Everything is under control. As we move forward, the economy is going to break apart. Trump is going to say we're heading towards a depression. Biden's going to continually say everything is great. Maybe the next candidate will continually say everything is great. Trump will continually say everything is falling apart. We're heading towards a depression. People are going to feel this, especially when layoffs come, which is a terrible thing. Then add on top of that, while all that's happening, think about the trials that are going to happen, where we have the election fraud trial, we have January 6th, and Trump is introducing evidence, and people are starting to learn that, wait a minute, who is responsible for this? People are going to have a lot of questions. Wait, it wasn't MAGA? MAGA didn't cause the insurrection? Trump didn't interfere in the election? It was actually the opposite? Actually, everything was the opposite? well, a lot of people are going to be very confused by this. A lot of people are going to say, this can't be true. But as time goes on, a lot of people are going to be asking a lot of questions because, remember, all of this is going to be documented. And on top of that, while Trump is releasing this information, and it goes back to Joe Biden, it goes back to Obama, Hillary Clinton, well, what else are we seeing? We're seeing the evidence being brought out against Biden. We're seeing his shell companies. We're seeing him receive the actual money from his brother, which I do believe Jim Biden is probably the conductor of all of this. And yes, Joe Biden is involved in it, but it looks like he's really the mastermind of a lot of this. And you're going to see that, hey, look, they were involved in a lot of things. China, Kazakhstan, and Trump just mentioned that he might have received money from Iran. Now, that is very interesting because what's building up right now? Oh, that's World War III. So people are going to start to say, wait a minute, you received money from Iran? How could this be? Now we're in a war and Iran might attack us? Who else is involved in this? Because I remember going back in time, Obama sent pallets of cash over to Iran. Where did this money go? Was this laundered? What is happening right now? And yes, I think this is all connected. I think all roads lead to Obama. I think all roads lead to Uranium One. And the deep state players, as all this information comes out, they're going to be in trouble. And that's why they're going to push the division, which they're doing right now with Islamophobia and anti-Semitism. They're trying to divide the people in this country. They also have their distraction and they're going to have chaos because what do we have in this country? We have people that shouldn't be in here because Biden just let them in. So we have bad characters in this country that is going to push chaos. All of this is happening in 2024 as war is building up and Trump is going to continually let everyone know Biden has a connection to Iran. Now we're heading into war and Iran is involved. North Korea now, they're doing things that they would have never done before because Trump had everything controlled. The Middle East was quiet. The Middle East was in peace. Trump had the Abraham Accords. Now the Middle East is a complete and utter nightmare. Now the State Department is saying, listen, we might have to evacuate people in the Middle East. The whole thing is coming down. And once again, Trump predicted that all of this was going to happen. Now, as we go through 2024, what do you think the people are going to say? The people are going to say, holy crap, we're going to war. The economy's failing. These people are criminals. They're involved with Iran. Now we're hearing things about uranium. North Korea is now coming out of the shadows and they're doing some strange things. And it looks like it's all connected. So do you think the people are going to go, hey, you know what? Let's see. All this is happening. I think I know who the enemy is right now. I think I know who the treasonous players are. I think it's going to become very, very clear to a lot of people. I'm not saying 100% of the people are going to wake up, but it's going to get a lot clearer, especially when you start to hear the armed forces or Biden or anyone else in the administration talk about drafting. Do you really think the young generation is going to say, let's go to war? I'm going to go to war for Biden. I don't think they're going to do it. I think they're going to have a choice. Either you can go to war or you can have peace. Those are going to be your two options. Yeah, you can be on the run. You can try to hide. But I don't think this is going to work. Because if it's a world war, it's going to be very, very difficult to hide. Because remember, today's World War III is very, very different than World War II. Because the fighting is not off in foreign lands. The fighting will happen here. Just like the first revolution. The revolution was not fought in far off lands. It was fought here in America. And if we have World War III, there will be death, destruction, and fighting here in this country. So these individuals won't have a choice in the matter. And the only choice that everyone will have is peace or war. So you either go with the treasonous people because you saw all the evidence, they want war, and you can see why they want war, or you can have peace. And I do believe in the end, when the people hit the precipice, I think they're going to make the choice for peace in the end. And what's very interesting is that Dan Scavino put out a post, and it looks like he's trying to let us know that the approach is looking good. The plan is moving forward. And I do believe the plan is going exactly the way Trump and the Patriots thought it was going to go. Trump's predictions are coming true, and we could see it all playing out right now. Now, do I believe we're going to be in World War III? No, I think it's going to be something like the Cuban Missile Crisis on steroids, where everyone, most of the people in this country, are going to think that we are going to World War. But I think those people that understand what Trump is trying to do here, they're going to realize that he is going to usher in peace. Now, again, the deep state players, I do believe they're going to do whatever they possibly can to try to stop him from winning. We could see that already because they're going after him with everything that they have. And in the end, when they look at their internal polls and they realize, holy crap, the country is completely with him because he's talking about peace. He's talking about taking the economy and turning it around. He's talking about ending all the wars, saving lives. We don't want death. We want to shut the borders. The entire country, I would say 95% of the country is going to agree with him. And once you see those numbers, there's no way you can produce the paper ballots. There's no way you can have the illegals make up the difference. It's going to be completely impossible. So, which means they can either let Trump win because it's impossible to beat him, or instead of cheating this time around, because we could see that COVID is not working, they might try other viruses. They might try to unleash something else. But I think if it's going to be some type of pandemic or plandemic, I don't think it's going to work this time around. I think the people are a lot smarter than that. So I think what they're going to try to do, and I think the World Economic Forum already told us what they're going to do, and they already have the simulation, I think they're going to try a cyber attack. And I do believe they're going to try to hit the election infrastructure. And that is an act of war, which means Trump, the Patriots, they will have to use some other type of election system. Because remember, the election system was developed by the deep state players. They brought in the vendors that they wanted. They programmed the machines the way they wanted. They had the ballots the way they want them. And it's very, very easy to see. All you got to do is look at Arizona, for example. We don't even have to go back to 2020. We can go to 2022. Look, once you know how the system works and how you can cheat in the system, you can change the size of the ballots. You can have machines break down. You can do all of these things to cheat in the election. But again, you can only do this if you have complete and utter control and you don't have a blowout, a landslide type of election. Because if you do have a landslide, you just can't make up the difference. This is why in 2020, when you watch the elections there, they had to shut down certain places for a couple of days because they had to make up the difference. They were able to do this because they had a lot of ballots that were printed because they used COVID to cover all of this up. This time around, the mail-in ballots, they're really not going to be able to do this because if people come in person, this is going to be a lot more difficult. So I do believe they're going to have to try to use other tactics. Now, I do believe one of them is going to be a cyber attack, not to cheat, but to postpone. Because I do believe they're going to have to try to stop it completely this time. Yes, they stopped it before. Remember, we went from election day to election week. Well, they're going to have to completely stop it and say, yeah, we know what? These systems are not reliable because there was a cyber attack. And I don't mean when there's a cyber attack, everything just goes down. I mean, there's a cyber attack and we don't know if these systems, the infrastructure, not just with these systems, but with the electrical grid, there could be malware that was released. And we don't know if these systems are going to be infected because this malware might be able to travel over electrical current. It might be able to access the systems when the systems are plugged in. So we have to think about that for a second because remember, they're going to blame it on malware. Not that they're, oh, we take down the entire grid and we can't have elections. I think they're going to say, we don't know if these systems were affected or not, so we can't use them. So we must postpone for a little while. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures for all of this. And I do believe this is where they might be able to usher in paper ballots, voter ID, and have everyone come in person. And since we were attacked in a way, because we are going to war, as everyone can see, it's building. Trump said we're going to war. So if we're attacked here in this country, well, I'm not saying the military is going to take complete and utter control over everything, but they might stand guard to protect the elections. It doesn't seem that far-fetched anymore, does it? And I think it's going to become clearer and clearer as we go through 2024. And I do believe that Scavino has let us know that the approach looks good. And yes, someone's going to call the ball when we get very, very close to 2024. And we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's going on with Hunter Biden right now, because we could see that everything's completely and utterly falling apart with the Biden family, especially with all the evidence coming out that Biden did accept money. And of course, they're saying it's all a repayment of loans. But again, can we see the initial loan where we had the money go from Joe Biden's account into Jim Biden's account? Let's see if they can go back in time and reproduce that. That'd be very, very interesting, wouldn't it? And I do believe they should continually dig and dig, because this is not the only occurrence that people are going to see. They're going to see many others, because I think James Comer has already told us this. But when you look at Hunter Biden, you can see that the criminal syndicate, they're all involved in this. And the U.S. attorney, who didn't want to bring charges against Biden right now, well, he is set to testify in a closed-door session before the House Judiciary Committee. So right now, this individual is going to be testifying, and this is E. Martin Estrada. He is the U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California. So he'll be testifying, and remember, we had the whistleblowers accusing Estrada of refusing to cooperate with Weiss on potential charges against the president's sons in his district, and they didn't bring charges. So we'll have to see how this all plays out, and I do believe probably the House is going to release the information of what happened there, compared to the D's where they just kept it under wraps. But once again, why didn't he press charges? Who was informing him or telling him not to press charges? This is all part of the criminal syndicate, and I think we all can see it now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see with Biden bringing in all the illegals, having the border completely open, the people of this country are pretty darn angry. In the very beginning, people are like, okay, let all the people come in. It's a free and open country. Let them come to a free land and let them have the opportunities. But I think as time went on and they saw the borders were wide open, and it wasn't just families coming over, it was young military-aged adults, and people started to say, you know, some of these individuals, they're not even from Central America. They're from other countries out in the Middle East, and these individuals, they might be terrorists, gang members, criminals. And Biden is continually bringing these people in. Plus, all these people are coming in and we're funding these people. What about the American people that are struggling? And people, they're getting pissed off. They're getting very, very angry. Because if you look out in New York, look how much New York is spending. Charlie Kirk put this out next and said, New York is now spending $400 per migrant per day to house the tide of humanity Joe Biden is letting across the Mexican border. That's equal to $146,000 per year, double America's per capita income. Every adult in New York City is paying an extra $1,417 per year in order to make his city less livable, less pleasant, and less safe. Absolutely. And Biden, what is he doing? He's saying, oh, you know what we need? We need more money. We need millions and millions of dollars to eliminate the labor trafficking pipeline that's happening down at the border to all of these children. But remember, he started all of this. Biden is the one who created all of this. Now he's asking for money to help control it. Do you really think since he started it, do you really think he's going to give the money to stop it? No, they're going to launder this money away to another area. This is what they do. They cause a problem, then they ask for money, and that money never goes to that problem because they want that problem. And once again, this is what he's trying to do. This was slipped into Biden's budget request to Congress. He wants $100 million to help the Department of Labor investigate child labor, primarily a labor trafficking pipeline of unaccompanied alien children. He already knows that this is happening because they're the ones who are doing it. And now they're trying to pretend, hey, we need money to look into this. Oh yeah, that's right. We also need money to look into bees on the highway. Yeah, you know what they're going to do? They're going to give like $10 million of it. The rest is going to be shifted away. That's how they work. This is what they do. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that they are definitely planning to bring this country into a third world status. That's one of their agendas of bringing all these individuals in. The other agendas are to actually have them create chaos in this country. And they wanted these individuals to outnumber the American people. Think about what they've been trying to do and think about their 16-year plan. If you have all of these people in this country and they outnumber the American people or outnumber the newborns that are being born, can you control a lot of the country? Yes, you can. Take the weapons away from the people. Do you have a lot more control? Yes, you do. And you could see this out in the UK. You could see this out in Australia. You could see it out in New Zealand. You could see it out in France. You could see it out in all these other countries. And that's exactly what they've been trying to do here in this country. They've been trying to bring in as many as possible because one, they want chaos. Two, this is a third world. It's going to be a third world nation. That's what they're trying to do. And the other is they need these people to vote Trump out. Because I don't believe they're going to be able to use the mail-in ballots and the drop boxes. So when you look at the statistics, more than 4 million economic migrants crossed the southern border during the government's October to September budget year. Now, this is according to the federal data that was released on October 21st. In contrast, 3.67 million Americans were born during the matching 12-month period in 2022. And this is according to the Census Bureau. That 2022 number includes at least 400,000 births to illegal migrants. The inflow also creates vast economic competition for the 3 million Americans, youths who graduated from school in the 10 months up to October 2022. So, yeah, what they're doing is one migrant for every American newborn. That's pretty much what they're doing here. And I think people are seeing this. The people see exactly what's going on. And this is why we have the watchdog group who is now suing Biden for hiding special amnesty policy to fly deported illegal aliens back to the U.S. So the Immigration Reform Law Institute is suing Biden's Department of Homeland Security for withholding details about its policies to fly certain illegal aliens back to the United States after they were deported under prior administrations. So once again, he's not trying to stop any of this. They're continuing it, and they're trying to create this idea that, oh, look, I'm building the wall. I need more money. Oh, look, we want to stop child labor, but I cause child labor, so I need more money. They're just creating all of these different circumstances to ask for more money. And the people aren't buying this, especially out in New York now, which is hard to believe, but New Yorkers seems like they're waking up. There was a poll that was done, and this is coming out of the New York Post, and this is a Siena College survey, and the New Yorkers out in New York say Biden is to blame for the migrant crisis, that all of this is damaging their community. So the Siena College survey showed 84% of voters believe the migrant issue is a serious problem. 64% of voters flunked the Biden administration's handling of the migrant influx, while only 29% approve. So the people, they're not buying what Biden is selling. They see through all of this. And as time goes on, it's going to get worse and worse for the Biden administration, the D's, the fake news, and the rest, and the installed individuals around the world. And I do believe this is why, in the end, as the truth comes out and people wake up, they're going to have to try to shut down communications one way or another, because they're going to lose the narrative. They will not have the narrative, especially as we approach war. This is very, very important for them. As the economy breaks down, as we approach war, they're going to have to maintain the narrative all throughout this. Because if they don't, the people are going to see the truth, which I think they're going to see the truth no matter what. But you can see they're making a play to try to control all of this. Remember, out in Germany, they have a Digital Service Act. And we can see there's other countries that are going to be joining onto this to shut down social media platforms. Now, they control YouTube, they control Facebook, Instagram, so they're not going to be shutting these social media platforms down. They will most likely try to go after True Social, Rumble, and X. We can see they're already going after X. But what's very interesting is that Ireland has signed an arrangement enabling the EU to enforce the Digital Services Act in the country, as many of the internet giants have their European headquarters there. So they're already starting this, and they're going to use it to shut down communications. And you could see that they're pushing in this direction because they want control of the narrative, especially when the economy's breaking down. You see chaos throughout Europe, chaos in Canada, chaos in the United States. They need to control everything that's going on. So one way or another, they're going to have to either censor a lot of people or they're going to have to try to shut down communications. And you know what happens when they try to shut down communications. There's always countermeasures where communications will not be shut down. And especially if they're going after X, because Elon has all his satellites. Didn't Space Force just make a deal with Elon with their satellites? Didn't Space Force just take control? Well, it looks like the deep state players, they have control of the landlines, but they don't have control of space. Isn't that interesting? Now, we could see that war is definitely building, and we even have the Hill out there hitting Biden very, very hard. And we could see with the Hill, they're out there saying that Biden's minimalist Middle East policy is a stunning failure. And once again, the deep state players, they want him removed because they know as Comer and the rest continually dig into what Biden has been doing, the connection is going to be there between Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest. Because if Trump is already mentioning that he took money from Iran, well, that tells you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Rasmussen Reports has asked the people of this country if we should take the Palestinian refugees. Now, when the whole Afghanistan debacle happened, Biden just went ahead and put the refugees on planes and brought them over. He wants to do the same thing now because remember, they need to pack the country with as many refugees as possible because they need to beat Trump. Is this going to work? Are they going to have the upper hand in the end? I don't believe so. But look what people said and how they responded to this question. And this is the question. Should the United States welcome Palestinian refugees from Gaza? All voters, yes, only 28%. No, 52%. Not sure, 20%. So the people are already saying, you know something? No, we should not be accepting these people. A lot of other countries are saying, we're not going to accept them. They must handle their own problem. Remember, if they have Hamas in there and Hamas has control, which is a terrorist organization, the people must rise up and push them out. It's their job to do this. Now, I do believe that Israel is going to be going in to remove these people. And I do believe that Hamas, the deep state players, Biden, Obama, they're going to try to delay this because they know if Israel gets in there, it's completely and utterly game over. Let's talk about protecting ourselves. Leaders of the World Economic Forum anticipate a cyber catastrophe for 2023. The threat of cyber attack on U.S. soil is getting worse. In fact, 86% of business leaders and 93% of cyber leaders believe we're headed to a catastrophic cyber event soon, most likely one that attacks and shuts down the power grid, potentially leaving the U.S. in a modern-day dark age for months. That is why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, are preparing for the worst with the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight is an all-in-one tactical flashlight with self-defense capabilities that anyone can use. This tactical flashlight boasts an ultra-bright 800 lumen light bulb with powerful strobe light modes designed to blind attackers while stopping them in their tracks, allowing you time to flee to safety. On top of that, the Fighter Flare flashlight comes with life-saving tools for a variety of life or death scenarios, especially in an extended or life-threatening power outage, including a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren, high and low LED lighting modes, and more. The best part I love is that the Fighter Flare flashlight is 66% off for the rest of this month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts free with every order for a limited time, including express shipping, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement, and access to Prepper's Peak exclusive newsletter. Get yours now by going to fighterflare.com. That is fighterflare.com, or click the link in the description. And yes, Iran will probably get involved in all this, which will bring us closer and closer to World War III, but they know that Israel would go in there and just completely wipe them out. And actually, Trump already confirmed that we should wipe out Hamas. And I do believe this is a cleanup operation that's going on right now. But don't worry, Joe Biden, he's handling it and he's on top of everything. And I do believe this is what everyone is now seeing. Let's see, an event comes up, Joe Biden takes a vacation. An event comes up, his focus is on diversity. His focus is on banning methanol cigarettes while pushing safe crack pipes and marijuana reform. I mean, this is serious. This is what he's doing while all this is happening. Cat the Hammer put this out and said, "Don't worry, everyone. This administration is doing great things, banning menthol cigs. Meanwhile, our southern border is wide open. We're on the brink of World War III, highest inflation, military depleted, and recruiting record low. Can't make this shit up." And she's absolutely right. But you can see how the deep state players are playing the game. Remember, Hamas took hostages. Why would they take hostages? Well, they knew that Israel was going to come in and wipe them out. So how do you delay this? You take the hostages and you release them one by one to delay it as long as possible. And that's exactly what they're doing. Remember, the Obama-Biden administration, they're in alignment with Qatar, the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the PIJ. They're all aligned with all of this. And they're trying to delay Israel from going into Israel. This is why they took the hostages in the first place. And it looks like this is exactly what they're doing. Because Israel is trying to get those who murdered about 1,400 plus individuals. Hamas is slowly releasing hostages to put international pressure on Israel not to enter Gaza. And it looks like that is their plan. And we'll see. I have to see how this plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Rasmussen Report asks another question. Do you agree or disagree with this statement? The vast majority of Palestinians are not Hamas. Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people. All voters strongly agree, 33%. Somewhat agree, 27%. Somewhat disagree, 15%. Strongly disagree, 11%. Not sure, 14%. So right now, 60% agree that Hamas is not the Palestinian people. And I think the Palestinian people need to rise up and push out Hamas. And I do believe that's what this is all about, getting rid of the terrorists in this country. Now, Israel has killed three Hamas commanders and the one who took part in the massacre. So these people have been taken care of. And I do believe the deep state players, they're trying to delay Israel from going in because they're trying to push World War III. And you could see that they're already pushing this and we're heading down this path, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting is that we know Iran, Obama, Hillary Clinton, Biden, they're all connected. Remember, Uranium One was sold from this country to Russia. Then it went to other places like Iran, North Korea. So the isotopes are U.S. And I do believe this is all going to come back to haunt Biden. It's going to come back to haunt Obama. It's going to come back to haunt Hillary Clinton and many other players. But Trump, he was speaking at New Hampshire and he said something very, very interesting. He said, "I wonder how much money Biden is receiving from Iran." Take a listen.
"Believe what's happened to the USA in the last 3 years, but I will immediately reinstate all sanctions on the murderous Iranian regime. You have to do that till we have a deal. If you will not enforce sanctions against Iran, then you do not stand with Israel. It's that simple. It's all about Iran. It's not about these others. It's all about Iran. They know everything that's going on. They probably laid out the game plan. And Joe Biden won't do it. I wonder how much money he's receiving from Iran, do you think? Gets a lot from China. That we know. But I will do it."
So that should tell you everything you need to know. I mean, let's start counting down, because if Trump hinted that Biden is taking money from Iran, that means you're going to see this in the next couple of weeks or so. You're going to see all of a sudden James Comer is going to come out and say, "Holy crap, Biden took money from Iran. We have it documented right here." Because if Trump says it, you know it's about to come true. And it's very interesting that he mentioned it right now while we're having problems with Hamas and Iran is involved. The timing is absolutely amazing. But the other thing that's amazing is that there are other leaders around the world that can see the infiltration from within. And that's exactly what it is. It's infiltration from within. Not Jerome Powell put this out and said, "Someone finally gets it. The president of El Salvador says the demise of the U.S. will come from within." He says, Cities like Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Baltimore, and Philadelphia that once were the example where everyone wanted to live are now worse than cities in third world countries. I mean, why would anyone let this happen to their own city? Probably inept politicians taking wrong decisions. Absolutely. And he sees the infiltration. And actually, what's very funny is Trump, he let us know that the infiltration from within is a lot worse than the outside dangers. Because the outside dangers, you know who they are. The infiltration, well, these people lurk in the shadows. You don't see them. You don't know who they are. And that's exactly what this is. This is infiltration from within. It's not an invasion. And yes, we see people coming over the border, but it's not an invasion like, oh, China's bringing up tanks and weaponry and coming to this country, or Russia's not coming into this country like that. So it's infiltration from within. And Trump said that's very, very dangerous. The other thing that he said is that North Korea is all of a sudden starting to act up. And we just mentioned this yesterday, that North Korea has a sub. North Korea was supposed to be involved in the beginning of the war. And I wonder if something is about to happen. But take a listen to what Trump says here.
I don't mind being Nelson Mandela because I'm doing it for a reason. I'm doing it for a reason. We got to save our country from these fascists, these lunatics that we're dealing with. They're horrible people and they're destroying our country. I talk about threats from within and threats from outside. The threats from within, in my opinion, are far more dangerous than the threats of China and Russia. Because if you're smart and you know how to deal, you can hold China and Russia and North Korea. Look at the relationship. North Korea, who's now acting up again, but I had a great relationship. You were not in any danger. If you have a smart person, if you have the right person as president, they are not threats. You can get them to do things. You can get them to spin on tops. But these sick people from inside our country, these fascists and these Marxists and these communists.
So this is all going to be very, very interesting, and we're going to start to see this all play out. And I do believe this is all going to build and build and build as we go through 2024. But remember, Trump had peace in the land. The Middle East was at peace. All was quiet. He had the Abraham Accord. He brought troops home from the Middle East. There were no wars when he was in the White House. And now everything is a complete and utter disaster all across the Middle East. And United States, they are preparing for the possibility that hundreds of thousands of American citizens will require evacuation from the Middle East if the current conflict cannot be contained. So already they're talking about evacuating people from the Middle East. And we could see that the deep state players, Biden, Obama, and the rest, they're doing what they do best. They're dividing people. And this is what they're actually doing. Just like during George Floyd, they divided the people. They said, okay, the police are your enemy. Oh, the white people are your enemy. These people, and that's what they did. They're doing the same exact thing right now. They are dividing the people. Trump, he put this out and said, this is what he was saying in New Hampshire. I'm just going to read it. Unlike Joe Biden, I will stand with Israel 100%. And unlike Crooked Joe, I will fully support Israel's mission to totally defeat Hamas. That is the mission, to defeat Hamas, to get rid of them, push them out of these areas. But you could see what the deep state is doing. They're trying to divide the people. Look what's coming out of ABC News. U.S. hate crimes expected to soar as Middle East war intensifies. And they're talking about Islamophobia and anti-Semitism. So now we have the Muslims against the Jews. Now, how did they have to build this up? Well, they had to bring in all the Muslims, all the garbage from all the other countries. So you don't just see that here in the United States. You see it around the world. Remember, we had George Floyd riots happening around the world. It just didn't happen here in the United States. So they brought in all these Muslims. These are the garbage that the Muslim countries didn't want. They brought them into these countries to have that division. Joe Biden put this out and said, as Americans, we must come together and reject Islamophobia and all forms of bigotry and hatred. I have said repeatedly that I will not be silent in the face of hate. We must be unequivocal This is no place in America for hate against anyone. It's funny how he only took one side there, isn't it? Because he didn't say, oh, and anti-Semitism. He didn't say that either. He only is pointing to one direction. And then we have the White House press secretary, Jean-Pierre. And Greg Christ put this out and says, Jean-Pierre is asked about the rise of anti-Semitism in America and responds by saying, Muslims and those perceived to be Muslim have endured a disproportionate number of hate-fueled attacks. So, do you think they're trying to push this in a certain way? Absolutely. Now, what's very interesting is that a community note was added to this, and it says, according to PRRI and Pew Research, 1.9% of the U.S. population identify as Jewish, and 0.9% identify as Muslim. Hate crimes against Jews occur at a rate of 4.2 per 100,000, and against Muslims at a rate of 2.8 per 100,000. The most targeted group is Sikhs, with 76 per 100,000, which shows you what they're trying to do here. They want to create division. They want us fighting each other. And really think about it, these two groups, they're very, very small. But this is what they do. They take these groups and they say, let's fight each other. Let's distract everyone while we push war. And once again, we know by having the open borders, we're going to see attacks here in the United States. Actually, Trump has already been telling us that's exactly what we're going to see. He put out another truth and he said the following. With the millions of people that crooked Joe Biden has allowed into the United States through his ridiculous open borders policy, mostly young men and large numbers of terrorists, the U.S. is more vulnerable from inside terror attacks than at any time in its history, by far. MAGA. And he's absolutely right. And what are the percentages that something's going to happen in this country? Now, people are going to start to put it all together. Wait a minute. He had the borders open. We had terrorists in here. All of a sudden, we had a terrorist attack. And it's coming from where? Iran? Hamas? Hezbollah? Yes. And we can see that they're already trying to push what? World War III. But look what the people are doing right now. The American people right now, they're panicking. They're seeing what happened in Israel. A lot of the Jewish population, they are now going to the gun range and they're purchasing weapons and they're practicing just in case. And all of a sudden we come to find out that there's panic buying of 5.56 ammo. The price has surged by 39% in a week and people are out there purchasing it like crazy. So people are getting very nervous. They understand why they need weapons to protect their families. The deep state's gun control push has completely and utterly fallen apart. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that the deep state players, the Biden administration, they are definitely trying to push war. Because as soon as they say, if you try to do something to the United States, and as they're talking to Iran, we're going to respond. Well, that's how they signal everyone that, hey, we're going to do something. This is how the deep state players do it. Kaneko the Great put this out and said, Secretary of State Blinken warns Iran that the United States will respond decisively to any attacks. The U.S. does not seek conflict with Iran. We do not want this war to widen. But if Iran or its proxies attack U.S. personnel anywhere, make no mistake, we will defend our people. We will defend our security swiftly and decisively. It is no secret to anyone in this room or on this council that for years, Iran has supported Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and other groups that continue to carry out attacks on Israel. Iranian leaders have routinely threatened to wipe Israel off the map. In recent weeks, Iran's proxies have repeatedly attacked U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria. What is the probability of Hezbollah and the Houthis launching attacks on Israel when Israel initiates its ground invasion of Gaza? Of course they are. What is the probability of that escalating into a war between the United States and Iran? Pretty darn high, because this is exactly what they want to happen. Really think about this. Think about what Trump said from the very, very beginning. He said, I see war. Nobody else sees it, but I see it lurking in the shadows. Here we are today. I think people now see exactly what he's been talking about. Why did he say this? Because he knows that these individuals are going to bring us to war. The people are going to experience this. The people are going to be very, very afraid. It's going to be a scare event like we've never seen before. And Trump, this entire time, he's going to have one message. I can have peace. Just elect me. I can have peace. Just elect me. If you want peace, elect me. You're going to hear from the other side that we're going to war. Now, what effect do you think this is going to have on the D's, Republicans, independents, just the people of this country? Well, I think the Republicans and independents, they already realize we don't want to go to war. We're not with Biden. I think the majority is saying that right now. I think the D's, they're going to have a tough choice. The young individuals of this country, they're going to have a tough choice. It's either they go to war and fight for their master, or we have peace. That is going to be their decision. Take a listen to what Trump said, because he lets everyone know that he will completely stop all of this and we will not have World War III. Take a listen.
American who's terrified that Crooked Joe's weakness will cause catastrophic global conflict. Excuse me, it already is. I make this promise to you as president. I will restore peace through strength, and we will prevent, we will stop World War III. We will not have World War III. And I know all the players. I know them all. I know them all. Because it was Joe Biden with his weakness and what he did with Iran and others that caused the attack on Israel. That's very simple. They would have never attacked. They would have never attacked Israel. Never. Russia would have never attacked Ukraine.
So once again, that message is out there, and everyone is going to hear it over and over and over. People might not believe right now. People might not be saying we're going to World War III, but it's going to intensify, especially when we enter 2024. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that there is a fight now for House Speaker. And again, every candidate for House Speaker, what do they always say? Well, they're going to release the January 6th tapes. So far, has anyone actually released all of them? No, they haven't. I think if any politician or anyone makes a promise that they're going to do something, they must fulfill that promise as soon as they get into office. And within a certain period of time, if they just can't release tapes, because that's an easy thing you can do, if they can't release it, then they must say, after a certain period of time, I can't do it. They must be removed from that position. But Matt Gaetz, he put this out and said, every candidate for House Speaker agreed to fully, promptly release the January 6th tapes to the public. We will hold them to it. And we should, because most of them are liars. But we could see that the rhinos, and I think everyone can see them now, it's becoming clearer and clearer, and you can see the Uniparty. It's not that hard to figure out. They had a secret ballot meeting, and they actually voted for Emmer to be the speaker candidate. And what's very interesting about all of this is that it completely fell apart. But before this, what did we see? We see that he's part of an organization funded by George Soros and Alex Soros. Laura Loomer put this out, and Trump retruthed it and says the following. In this video, the Uniparty's pick for a Speaker of the House, Tom Emmer, admits he wants to get rid of the Electoral College. Emmer previously served as the paid spokesperson for the National Popular Vote Initiative, an organization funded by George Soros and Alex Soros. This organization is also heavily tied to Barack Obama and the Democrats. This is why they want Tom Emmer to be Speaker of the House. Absolutely. So they went ahead and they had a secret ballot. They said, okay, Emmer is going to be the Speaker of the House. But that completely fell apart. Why? It might be because Trump put out a truth. And what did Trump say? He said the following. I have many wonderful friends wanting to be Speaker of the House, and some are truly great warriors. Rhino, Tom Emmer, who I do not know well, is not one of them. He never respected the power of a Trump endorsement or the breadth and scope of MAGA, Make America Great Again. He fought me all the way and actually spent more time defending Ilhan Omar than he did me. He is totally out of touch with Republican voters. I believe he has now learned his lesson because he is saying that he is pro-Trump all the way. But who can ever be sure? Has he only changed because that's what it takes to win? The Republican Party cannot take that chance because That's not where the America First voters are. Voting for a globalist rhino like Tom Emmer would be a tragic mistake. And what happened? Tom Emmer dropped out of the speaker race, realizing that he does not have the votes whatsoever. So here we are once again without a speaker. Very interesting. We'll have to see how this plays out. I wonder who's going to be up next. Are we going to go back to Jim Jordan? Or are we going to go back to Byron Donalds? I mean, he had to drop out because Tom Emmer won that position. But again, they could throw their hats right back in. Or are we going to have a temporary speaker for a very short period of time? But remember, who is feeling the pain every step of the way? Is it the people of this country? No. Is it the deep state players? Is it the rhinos? Absolutely. They're the ones who are feeling it. And no, we don't have to send money to all of these countries. These countries should be able to fight their own battles. America should not be fighting or sending money to help them fight these battles. Right now, Israel has the ability to defeat Hamas. Ukraine should be on their own right now. Let them do what they need to do. But again, the deep state players, they don't want that. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, they're going after those individuals that were looking at election fraud one by one. First, it was Sidney Powell. Remember, these are misdemeanor crimes. It reminds me of the Russian collusion thing when we had Mueller going after all these people, but it had nothing to do with what was really going on with Russia. So they took plea deals or they were charged with something completely different. And it seems like the same thing or the same tactic is being used now with Trump with election fraud in January 6th. Because first we had Sidney Powell, and what'd she get? Like a slap on the wrist. The same thing with Jenna Ellis. She's pled guilty in Georgia election case in exchange for reduced charges. So once again, she did the same exact thing. And actually, I think she broke down crying. And once again, she's going to have to, she's going to be sentenced to 5-year probation. She has to pay $5,000 fine and serve 100 hours of community service and pen an apology letter to the people of Georgia about why there really is an election fraud, if you really think about this. But let's go back in time a little bit. And she was all out there saying that she saw the election fraud. Patriots Are in Control put this out on X and says the following. And this is what Patriots Are in Control says. I am old enough to remember when Jenna Ellis was making statements like this, one about the 2020 election. I don't think anyone who's honest can actually look at the video and then all the evidence that we presented through the testimony of these very credible witnesses who are patriots just coming forward explaining all of the violation of law that they have seen across these six states and say, yeah, this was an election that was conducted fairly. There's nothing to see here. Let's move on. So what changed? It looks like these people are just folding right now. And this happened during the investigation with Russia, Russia, Russia. Now, I do believe as all these people fold and the fake news builds it up, they're going to try to use this to make it look like Trump is really guilty. But in the end, what's going to happen? Trump is going to produce irrefutable evidence, and it's going to show that these people, they didn't do anything wrong. Trump is completely innocent, and they're the ones who cheated in the election. Just like we've come to learn that Hillary Clinton paid for the Alpha Bank's hoax server. Just like we learn Hillary Clinton paid for the Steele dossier. Just like we learned that it was none of the people with Trump, General Flynn and everyone else, had nothing to do with anything. It was all the other side. The same thing is going to happen right now. And you can see it's playing out the exact same way. Tom Fitton on X put this out and said, breaking, Trump's attorneys made a series of powerful court filings today that slammed Biden DOJ for filing charges that violate the First Amendment, falsely alleged violations of federal laws, include irrelevant political smears. The Trump team also alleges vindictive and selective prosecution and asked for a court hearing on the special counsel's abuses in that regard. In sum, Judge Shukin would have to throw out the U.S. Constitution and Supreme Court precedent in order to allow this case to proceed. And absolutely, Trump is going to fight every step of the way to try to shut down these cases. Now, do you think it's going to work? Absolutely not. They're going to push forward with this because, again, they don't follow the rule of law. And they need this moving into 2024 because they need the people to move away from Trump. Now, I do believe this is going to have the opposite effect, especially when people start to learn that Trump had nothing to do with the election fraud. He had nothing to do with January 6th. And it was the other side that did all of this. And I do believe the plan is going exactly the way it's supposed to be going. Because remember, Trump has been telling us this entire time what to expect. And lo and behold, it's exactly what he told us was going to happen. And here we are going into 2024. And I do believe his entire mission is to get the people on his side. He needs the people to see the deep state. He needs to see have the people see their agenda. He needs the people in the end to make the final decision in this final battle. What do you want? Do you want me to take down these people? Do you want the country back? Well, if you do, vote for me. You want peace? You want the country back? Vote for me. And I do believe Dan Scavino sent us a message, and it's a video of two dogs. They're in the pool. They're looking at a ball, and they're looking at each other. And this reminded me of a post, and this was 4360, May 30th, 2020. It says, an Insurrection Act of 1807. Down below, in brackets and bold, it says, determination that the various state and local authorities are not up to the task of responding to the growing unrest. Call the ball. So what is call the ball? Well, this is when an aircraft is on approach in the groove. The LSO will ask the pilot in the approaching aircraft to call the ball, meaning, tell me when you can see the light. Answering in the affirmative, the pilot will then fly the ball, so to speak, onto the flight deck. So basically, what I think Scavino is saying right now, yes, the ball, we're not calling it just yet. That will come later on, but we're on the correct approach path. And we see the lights. And everything looks good. And I do believe that's exactly where this is headed. And it looks like we're right on schedule with all of this. But this doesn't mean it's not going to be scary. Most of your friends, family, and others, they will all think we're heading towards World War III. And people will get nervous. People will get afraid. People will be scared. And Trump will continually say, I can have peace. We can stop all this. And I do believe that we're not going to end up in World War III. I do believe we're going to come very, very close where people think we're going to be in World War III. But again, this is all being built up to wake the people up. And add on top of that, the entire economic system falling apart. I mean, this is a very big slap in the face. Because remember, war and the economy have nothing to do with Democrat, Republican, Black, white, Israeli, Muslim, Asian, makes no difference because it affects everybody. And I do believe this is going to be a huge slap in the face and it's going to wake a lot of people up because they're going to hear two things, war on one side and peace on the other. And I do believe in the end, people want peace. They don't want death and destruction. They don't want their families wiped out. So in the end, I do believe as this builds up, people are going to get so scared that they're going to say enough is enough. They're going to reach the precipice. Even though they can't or they don't want to do it, they're going to find that will to change. And they will vote for Trump because he's talking peace. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.